This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. In her first Fox News interview, Vice President Kamala Harris on Donald Trump.
And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy.
Trump running mate J.D. Vance, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, was asked if the former president lost the 2020 election.
I think that Big Tech rigged the election in 2020. That's my view. And if you disagree with me, that's fine.
Mr. Trump's due tomorrow at the Al Smith Dinner in New York, a bipartisan charity event. VP Harris opting to hold rallies in Wisconsin instead. President Biden travels to Berlin tomorrow. A Santa Monica College custodial manager has died after being shot earlier this week, says the school. Cops say the shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot. This is ABC News. A death sending shockwaves across the entertainment world.
Former One Direction member Liam Payne dead in Argentina. Local authorities say the 31-year-old pop star fell from his third-floor hotel room in Buenos Aires. Payne had been staying at the Casa Sur Hotel, paramedics pronouncing him dead at the scene. The singer was part of a global phenomenon when One Direction exploded in popularity in 2010, the concerts drawing massive crowds. After the group went on hiatus in 2016, Payne transitioned into a solo career. Payne leaves behind one young child.
ABC's Trevor Ault. European aircraft maker and Boeing rival Airbus says it'll lay off 2,500 workers as it tries to turn around its struggling defense and space division. Outside of that, business has been booming. The bigger problem for Airbus has been keeping up with demand for commercial airplanes. Caitlin Clark, the first rookie since Candace Parker, to be named to the All-WNBA First Team. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new three-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fly to Dallas to play the Mavericks tomorrow night in their final preseason game. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to make his practice sessions feel more like actual NBA games.
You can even have defenders in practice, but they're each other. And then, you know, we're blowing the whistle. And so everyone's going to play right. Then the game starts, and the guy next to you may call you a name or something. All of a sudden, you forget all that. It becomes competition, and you stop trusting. And so we got to be able to play through that, and that's where we're at.
NFL, the Packers back in the practice field, getting ready for the Texans, and they have a new place kicker. He's veteran Brandon McManus, who was with the Broncos 8 years, then the Jaguars. He'll replace rookie kicker Braden Narveson, who was released by the team yesterday after just 6 games. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Wildcats at Northwestern Saturday. Kickoff at 11 a.m. with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies overhead during the overnight, light south winds, temperatures near freezing as we start your Thursday. A nice recovery, though, for Thursday afternoon. Sunshine, breezy south winds up around 25, highs in the mid-60s. On Friday, sunshine near 70. It's 33 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by my Thursday guest host, Tom Paulswitz, and our special guest, Joe Fox, from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, talking about the youth vote ahead of the election.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. 19 days to the election. In just a few minutes, Congressman Mark Pocan is going to join us for our Wednesday, every other Wednesday, middays with Mark. He'll be taking your calls for the hour. So we have lines open. If you want to get in line for that, the number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, Weaponizing Words, the Republican Plot to Undermine Democrats and Democracy. Also, anonymous texts are now threatening college students with prison if they vote in Wisconsin. Say what? And Republicans think screwing farmers, food stamp recipients, and school lunch programs is going to help them get elected this year. Seriously, this is Mike Johnson's thing in the House now. Let's not pass a farm bill. Are they right? And a crazy alert, about 42% of Americans would rather live in a haunted house than next door to outspoken Republicans. We'll talk about all that in the second hour. In our third hour, our buddy, who's has been on this program many times, Ali Velshi, the MSNBC host, is going to drop by. He's going to be with us for the whole third hour. We'll be taking some calls and having conversations. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be very interesting. So to start out the day, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. He's the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and obviously a current member. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives, co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Council Caucus, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website, pocan.house.gov, pocan.house.gov. And you can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. Mark, Congressman Pocan, welcome back to the program. I'm wondering how you are feeling right now about this election. And what else might be on your mind before we start picking up calls?
We're less than 3 weeks away, right? So this is a full court press at this point, especially in my state, Wisconsin, where, we're about as purple as you can get. Just last week, Tammy Baldwin, our amazing U.S. Senator, her race was downgraded to a toss-up by Cook. I think the Harris campaign said they were up by 2 points. I mean, those are the slimmest of margins in a must-win state. So we're taking it serious. You know, Saturday I had 5 launches back after back, hour after hour after hour, that we went to an event for someone down in Monroe. We're just keeping out there, trying to make sure that people realize everything we can do to knock on doors and make phone calls in these final days, really, it is days, is going to matter. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. What's with this story that Wisconsin college students are getting text messages saying if you vote, you could go to prison?
Yeah, I saw an AP story on it. I don't know much more than that. We can expect all kinds of, I think, hijinks by Republicans, leading into it. But what I tell people, because I think this is really important, and it's not just true of Wisconsin, but anywhere, I'm not worried anymore about why someone votes for Trump, because honestly, that's above my pay grade at this point to figure out. I'm not worried about Election Day, because there are people for months who've been working and focusing just on Election Day. What I'm focused on, and I think everyone can focus on, is can they put some hours in to knock on doors, to make phone calls, to text their friends, but do it in an organized fashion with their local parties. if you were going to grocery shop on Saturday morning, instead grocery shop on Friday night and do sign up for a shift on Saturday morning. That's the kind of thing that we need to do right now, because we have the voter contact power. We have the power of the people. Republicans are going to do these dirty tricks, like you said, on the texts that are happening. But a personal conversation with someone about Project 2025, how it affects their family, is going to be far more meaningful than anything else. And that's how you win elections. So it's all about voter contact at this point. And if people can help wherever they live, it's going to be very helpful.
And give me a reality check on this. You're a seasoned politician. You understand how this works. It seems to me that there's all this stuff in the media about the undecided voters, and like everybody's trying to reach the undecided voters. I personally think that's BS. It seems to me that at least a third, maybe as many as half, of potential voters who would, you know, without any kind of influence at all, normally vote either Democratic or Republican, just don't vote in your average election. And so really, this race is going to be, this election, the big factor that's going to determine this election is not going to be undecideds or swing voters. It's going to be turnout, isn't it?
Yeah, in places like Wisconsin, absolutely. I mean, Vice President Harris and Tim Walz, their job right now is to, there's still people open to them, but just don't know them. We don't have that with Trump. So they're doing the media they're doing to accomplish that. But for us, it's getting out the people we know who support us. When I used to be on the county board, Tom, when Tammy Baldwin and I was on the county board here in Dane County, Wisconsin, there was a guy who ran, and we used to, believe it or not, had conservative county board chairs, even though Madison was a big part of Dane County. That's not anymore, but it was, you know, 30 years ago. And there was someone running in a close district. We have about 10,000 people per district, lost by 8 votes. And his neighbors and everyone had helped him do all kinds of stuff. Well, he looked at the voter polls afterwards and found the neighbor on each side of him didn't get out and vote on election day. Somehow they just got busy, didn't get around to it. They helped him on his campaign. And that just shows why every vote matters. It could be someone we think is completely with us, but if they don't vote, it doesn't matter. It doesn't count. So that's why taking off on November 5th is really important for Get Out the Vote, and doing everything we can to make sure people go and vote early in person. Like in Wisconsin, you can do that. That starts next week. Those are the things that we've got to really focus on.
And given that, if this is going to be an election that's going to be determined by turnout, what does the fact that Georgia had record turnout yesterday for the first day of early voting tell you?
That's a positive thing, right? Because generally, we're the ones who are getting those folks out. Republicans try to make it harder to vote, or they try to convince people, give them reasons not to go vote. We're just the opposite, because people agree with us on the issues. So more participation means more democracy, but also it's better for us, because I think people are then understanding the difference between Trump's Project 2025 and where, you know, Harris and Walz will lead the country.
Yeah, totally get it. So you want to pick up some calls?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, let's go for it. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. You are on the air with Congressman Mark Pocan.
Congressman, my question is about Medicare Part D. 2 years ago, I was paying about $15 a month for Part D, and thanks to Biden and the Democrats, that was reduced down to $3 a month. I see that Medicare has notified me that in the upcoming year, this plan is now going to cost me $39 a month, and it's the lowest price plan available. What happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs clearly keeps going up, and we have to grasp it. This Congress, we've done nothing. I mean, all the good that we did either happened with the Harris-Biden administration in this session or last session when we passed things like the Inflation Reduction Act, where we're negotiating for prescription drug prices to make them cheaper, saving hundreds of millions of dollars in doing so. But, you know, this Congress, Tom, Dana Milbank, who writes for the Washington Post, I was at a book launch he had because his mother-in-law is Rosa DeLauro, who I adore in Congress, a member from Connecticut. He said that we are on track to pass the fewest bills this session in Congress since the Congress of 1860.
Wow.
and maybe 1839, depending on what we get done. So it's true. I mean, you know, we're not addressing the things that need to be addressed, and that's a part of the problem. My hope is that, you know, we can actually take Medicare and expand it so it covers dental, vision, and hearing. We can lower the age for participation, but none of those things are going to happen with President Trump, and certainly not with a Republican Senate or House.
I just got a notification that my insurance company is dropping their Medicare Part D coverage offers, and that I've got to go, you know, find another company by the end of the year. Part D, which is the prescription drug benefit, this was part of George W. Bush's package to essentially privatize Medicare, as I recall, you know, along with Part C, the so-called Medicare Advantage. It really, you know, Ziggy said Medicare notified me, but it wouldn't be Medicare. It would be a private insurance company, wouldn't it be,
right,
if it was Part D?
Yeah, it should be. And also, don't forget, I mean, cost of prescription drugs. I went to a rural hospital in my district, and drugs they were paying $6,000 for last year have gone up to $13,200. And Whoa. You've already priced your drug at that $6,000 to cover your research and development. There's no research and development. They just artificially doubled, more than doubled, the cost of their drugs. There's some new gene therapies that are amazing, that, like, for people with sickle cell or with hemophilia B, that can actually a single instance of this can cure them, but the cost is $2 to $3 million for that cure, right? That is a big part of our problem. And whether it be the in between businesses between the pharmacy and the consumer that or the prescription drug company that are taking money, the PBMs, there's so many things you could talk about, but doing nothing, which is what Congress is doing right now, makes those costs go up.
Yeah, there you go. It's 16 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark, our regular session with Congressman Pocan, the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, and we will be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Middays with Mark, picking up your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Stay with us.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply. On my face. Mountains rise up high. And welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. You are on the air with Representative Pocan. Stephen.
Hello. Before I begin, make sure you all don't make the same mistake that Hubert Humphrey made in October, November of 68 with the information Johnson was going to declassify about Nixon and Anna Chenault. Now, Congressman, I have there's three small questions. As far as appertaining to immigration policy, why do we not include the northern border as well as the southern border? Why do we not talk about how corporations, these Simon Simone Legrees, exploit undocumented labor? And number three, if we're going to talk about immigration, why are we also not talking about Cubans who come here from Cuba into Florida? I don't understand this. Why is it always Mexicans and people from Latin America? Why are we also not talking about Cuba? I'm just curious about that.
I get it.
Yeah. Well, I think some people are. I've heard certainly immigration. Period. If you have black or brown skin, unfortunately, that is the Trump campaign, right? Essentially, in a nutshell. I think because you had a lot of questions, I'm going to answer it a little more loosely. I think we need to just remind people that there was an attempt to do a bipartisan package in the Senate that would have had protections at the southern border, as well as had some pathway to citizenship options available that Donald Trump rejected for pure political reasons, and all the Republicans rolled and let them pet the belly and decide not to pass it. So this issue should have zero legs because it was the Republicans that killed any efforts to address the supposed problem that they've created. And all the rhetoric around the criminals and everything else that come in is just that. But you should realize this guy lied and now didn't allow a bill to pass. That should be the conversation, I think, solely and not getting lost on many of other tracks that people can get lost on when it comes to immigration.
Yeah, well, and of course, there are a lot of Cuban Americans, particularly living in Florida, who are hardcore Republicans. And the people coming from Canada would be white people. So those are,
And the status with Cuba, interestingly, I was down there several years ago, a couple years ago when we still had the majority, and 2% of the population of Cuba had left and come to the United States. Wow. Part of it is just having an incredibly outdated policy towards Cuba, which unfortunately we haven't been able to convince Joe Biden to change.
Yeah, or the Republicans for that matter. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yep. Matt, in Minneapolis, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. We have a minute and a half.
Yes, sir. I'm Matt Solo with the Carpenters Local 322 based out of St. Paul, and we are planning on doing a huge door knock campaign with the Carpenters Union out in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. And we'll be starting over, kicking it off at the Carpenters Hall with a rally, followed by a door knocking campaign. And we're going to have our president of a union outdoor knocking with us. This is a really important thing because we're trying to overturn the right to work legislation in Wisconsin and bring back collective bargaining to Wisconsin. Congressman Pocan, is there any chance you'd be around this weekend?
Probably not this weekend. I know the schedule's full and we're already filling it pretty heavily the following weekend. But thank you for what you're doing. You know, my union, the Painters and Allied Trades, I've been a member for 3 decades. Our international president, Jimmy Williams, is coming to Wisconsin next week. I'm going to be joining him for part of the tour. You know, what unions are doing, Tom, right now is great. Get out the vote, talking member to member, explaining what is in Trump's Project 2025 for folks who work in labor. He wants to get rid of overtime. He wants to ban public employee unions nationally, like Scott Walker did in Wisconsin. They want to allow you to break a contract mid-contract, which would destroy the whole ability to actually have union power. They want to go after prevailing wage and Bavis-Bacon. So many other things are in that package that it's important for people to know about it. So, Matt, thanks for what you and the Carpenters are doing and for what all unions are doing in trying to get the word out.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark. He's taking your calls. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. You can find his website at Pocan, pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Middays with Mark. Back with your calls for Representative Mark Pocan on the other side of this break. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their own names, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today by going to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com/TOM.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
In the heart of every nation, where freedom's flame ignites, there's a beacon shining bright.
Welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark. And Brett in Lumberton, North Carolina. Brett, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hey, I'll keep it short and sweet. First off, thanks, Tom. This isn't really a big picture thing at all, but I was just looking for a commitment after the election. Basically, the CALM Act restricted volume control on commercials for cable TV. Now everybody streams, but the streaming services aren't covered under that. So our speakers are getting blown out by commercial volume. I'm just wondering if maybe you could get the ball rolling on a bill that simply addressed that. Again, once the election's over and all that, but someone needs to take action on this, and it should be simple.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Brett. You know, let me think about it. I have to admit my head is completely right now on the election stuff, and generally you want someone to introduce legislation who's on the committees of jurisdiction that has oversight, ideally, to have something pass, and I'm not with appropriations. But let's keep the conversation. Let me think a little more about it, and post November 5th, let's have a conversation.
Terry in Nixon, Missouri, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Tom and Mark, thank you for taking my call. On the economy, Kamala Harris, they say, on the polls are trailing Trump. Why are we not bringing up at every speech about all his 6 bankruptcies? It shows that he doesn't know how to run a company, let alone a country.
Yeah, Terry, I'll tell you, I blame the producers of Celebrity Apprentice more than anything for Donald Trump, because as we all know, he was a crappy business person who went bankrupt many times, didn't pay his vendor bills. It was awful from every measurement, took a lot of money and made it smaller for a while. And yet they spent millions to market him to be a successful business person, to have him be the essentially the star of Celebrity Apprentice. And because of it, we're paying a price. So I blame them. I do think, though, just talking about where the economy was, you got to remember when Donald Trump got it, inherited from, obviously Barack Obama, to where he took it. There's a lot to tell there. And I think maybe if there's one thing, Tom, I wish I heard a little more, was on the economy, because Democrats have so much more to offer on this. And Donald Trump, people just aren't remembering how bad it was when he made it by the time he left his presidency. I think that could be, something we could improve on in talking about.
Yeah. Amen. Bob in Otis, Indiana, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I applaud the Democrats' plan for creating more affordable housing, but I'm wondering if they're planning anything for the people in my situation. I've been living in my affordable housing for about 30 years now, unfortunately. It's a mobile home, a mobile home park, and I'm elderly and Social Security income. And for the past several years, they've been bumping me every year noticeably above my cost of living increases as much as anything else. Is there going to be anything done to keep these rents under control so I won't end up on the street just from these ridiculous rent increases?
Yeah, Bob, I mean, one of the things, if you have more housing stock, that helps relieve that pressure. If you have less housing stock, they're going to increase everyone, and you're seeing it on the rent that you're paying. And that's part of why I think Kamala Harris is talking about, you know, the provisions to help it make it easier for people to buy homes, to build more affordable housing, to, you know, increase that housing supply. The other thing, though, is, you know, we should have a better increase on Social Security. Instead of using the Consumer Price Index, we should use the Consumer Price Index dash E, the CPI dash E, which focuses on your expenses as a senior, as opposed to the economy in general. You spend more probably on medications and things like that, and that's how it's factored out. And, you know, we need to you know, look at that. I believe that is in the Social Security 2100 Act by John Larson of Connecticut, which I think has over 200 Democratic sponsors. So part of it, we could just provide you a little better assistance in your increase as well. And, of course, lifting the cap on at what level you quit paying into Social Security would be the easiest way to pay for all this. Right now, I think, Tom, it's around $170,000, give or take. You don't pay another dime in, and if you lifted that, you could do an awful lot of things, and we should do that.
Yeah, amen. Well, there's a fairly nice mobile home or manufactured home community, whatever they call them these days, near Oz. And my understanding is that, you know, since 2009, the big hedge funds and New York banks have been buying up single-family homes across America like crazy, which is one of the main things that's driving the increased cost of housing. But now they're starting to look at buying mobile home parks because, you know, they own the land underneath the mobile homes, and people like the caller have to rent from them. Is there any motion in Congress to prevent hedge funds and big banks from buying residential property, from saying that basically, you know, where we live, our housing is a, should be a right, not a privilege, and it should be a, it shouldn't be just a commodity that's available for speculation?
Absolutely. In fact, I know that it's been discussed, and I'm pretty sure there's been legislation. Obviously, this Congress, no legislation moves, so we don't look at it quite the same way. But I had that very thing happen in my district with a mobile park, and it was sold out, unfortunately, for people who'd been there, like Bob, for many years. And also, you know, like Zillow, my nephew was looking for a home when he moved down to Georgia for a job, and every time he did, Zillow would buy the housing up and then raise the cost for everyone. And, of course, then that whole ripple effect happens, including the rent that people like Bob are paying. So that is one more of the things that we need to do to make housing more affordable.
Yeah, like say, you know, a company or an individual can own up to 5 houses, period. Yeah. That's it, or something like that. I mean, other countries do this, you know, and they forbid foreign speculation. And anyway, Ed in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, hello, Congressman. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Congressman Ro Khanna last week. There's a Democratic bill in the House. It's called the You Earn It, You Keep It Act by Representative Angie Craig, which would eliminate the tax on Social Security. And not only would it eliminate the tax on Social Security, it would shore up Social Security. The only person I hear talking about getting rid of the tax on Social Security is Trump. And now his plan would actually destroy Social Security, but most people aren't going to be aware of that. They're just hearing him talk about getting rid of the tax on Social Security. Do you think there's any chance of the Democratic Party talking about our plan and letting know how good our plan would be for Social Security people on it? Because seniors vote.
Yeah, time to get rid of that Reagan tax.
Not getting more noise.
Yeah,
good. Yeah, I mean, as Tom just said, I mean, this is something Republicans brought us, right? Taxing our Social Security. There's a number of things that are in the John Larson bill. I'm not sure offhand if this is one. I know that they also lift the amount of money you can make before you get penalized. That's part of the John Larson bill. There's a couple other components, but, you know, Donald Trump wants to get rid of the tax on everything he's claiming, but we know what he'll wind up doing. The tax that he'll reduce is going to be on the people who can already afford to join Mar-a-Lago, like in Project 2025, where they take 7 tax brackets down to 2. The wealthiest pay less. The corporate income tax goes down. We bring back offshore tax havens for corporations, but if you make under $120,000 as a couple, you're going to pay more. And Tom, that's estimated in Wisconsin. I know that number. It's about $3,100 per family extra in taxes. So, you know, he can say he's going to do all these other things tax-free, but at the end of the day, we know what he did when he was president. He passed a tax cut bill that added $7 trillion to the debt, and he 83% of that money went to the top 1% of people. So we already know what he did. I don't really care what he says because we know he's got a problem with the truth, but we know what he did, and it wasn't good for the average person at all.
There you go. Todd in Cambridge, Minnesota, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, I just had a thought. Is it possible, considering what Pence, what almost happened to Mike Pence being hanged, J.D. Vance using, and the cabinet using the 25th Amendment to get rid of Trump after seeing him in the last few days, get rid of him, using the cabinet and taking over the government and implementing Project 2025?
Well, I mean, first of all, Trump, 140 of his former staff, cabinet appointments, ambassadors, et cetera, wrote Project 2025. So I think he's, you know, it's not like he's not going to try to implement it despite what he's saying. He's just lying to you again that he has nothing to do with it. 140 of his people wrote the thing. J.D. Vance wrote the opening for a book for the head of the Fair Heritage Foundation, who's the main group behind this. So I think there's very little separation between the two. But, you know, given how the Republican Party is and how you know, a lot of their actions are pretty bottom feeding, what I doubt it could happen. Probably not. I wouldn't want to bet completely against it, but.
Push wheat to the top of the ingredient label. It gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss. And it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey, friends. Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America.
Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I have. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off everything on the website. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
On Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American dream for me and you. Lefty
Talk Radio. It's 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Tony in Long Island, New York. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
Hey, 2 points real quick. I was looking at the poll results, which are really showing it a neck-and-neck thing. I really do believe that it's probably a lot more in favor of Harris than most people think. And the reason I'm just saying that is because people like myself, I normally, back pre-2016, I would have whomever I was supporting for an election, I would have their lawn signs out. I don't even dare put a lawn sign out on my property right now for Harris Waltz, for fear that the majority of people that live in this area, but in Suffolk County, Long Island, they're all Trump supporters. Mm. And I don't want a rock coming through my window, much less I've seen somebody who had a sticker that Harris Waltz, and I saw that their car was being destroyed by multiple people.
Mm. Yeah.
So I really think that there might be a lot more Harris Waltz supporters than a lot of people are really giving credence to. It's just that, unfortunately, for lack of a better word, we're being intimidated to be quiet about it for the moment.
Well, there's a couple things going on. There are a bunch of phony Republican polls that just kind of popped up in the last year or so that are being incorporated into some of these aggregate polling numbers, particularly 538. And the consequence of that is that it looks like Trump is doing better than, frankly, I think he is. And I think that they're doing that to help with his inevitable claim that the election was stolen from him. So you've got that. And then I also think that that the pollsters are not catching people who are registering to vote or who have registered to vote in the last year, particularly, pissed off young women, around the whole Dobbs abortion issue. And they're not showing up. So I the early voting numbers are looking really good. Now that said, Democrats, Republicans tend not to early vote and tend not to vote by mail, and Democrats tend to do both. So, it's hard to definitely predict anything. But so far, it's looking good to me, Tony.
What befuddles me, as a Hispanic male, is Trump is saying that he wants to incorporate, I believe, a 1798 law. I think that this country used this during World War II against the Japanese Americans.
Yeah, the Insurrection Act.
Correct, the Insurrection Act. And now he's stating point blank that he wants to not only institute the Insurrection Act, but he also wants to have a quote unquote elite police force. Now, does that not sound like the SS troops of Nazis?
It absolutely does.
It totally befuddles me that any Hispanic in this country would listen to this rhetoric. I mean, if they were educated on this and say, wait a minute, they could come here and take my wife, my child, my neighbor, and I'm Puerto Rican descent, but who knows if they want to say, well, you know something, he looks like he could be a Mexican, let's throw him into the mix.
Yep. Well, that's what happened in 1956 when Dwight Eisenhower tried that. An estimated 20,000 American citizens got deported.
Oh, my God.
I remember
George Sakai was speaking about this, and he's a Japanese American, and he was an internment camp.
Yep. There you go. Tony, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing your heartfelt concerns, and thank you so much. Tom in Seattle. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I haven't talked to you for a long time. I used to call in when you're on Air America and that sort of thing.
So what's up, Tom?
A long time ago. Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about, I've been reading a book about Harry S. Truman and how he started doing his whistle stops after he had to deal with the KKK and all these other right-wing groups way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the car that he rode in to do his whistle stops was called the Ferdinand Magellan, and it was probably twice as heavy as all the other cars on the train. And he used to have to scold the engineers to slow down because he's going to kill everybody else on the train if they go off the track. Their car was so heavy, and they didn't give it that much thought. Well, anyway, they were so convinced by the media that Harry S. Truman was going to lose that they were hurrying up his whistle stops. But at the same time, Harry S. Truman kept telling people, no, I'm ahead. And all the media was saying, no, you're behind.
Yeah.
And they were telling everybody that he was behind.
Yeah, there was that famous
and
Chicago newspaper's headline, you know, Truman loses or...
Yeah.
Dewey wins,
exactly,
or whatever.
Yeah, Dewey won. They've had the headline, Dewey won, and Harry Truman had won. And it's just, this is the same thing that's been going on. The news media is owned by oligarchs, and they all tell the people that work under them to stop being liberals, you know, even though they're called liberals, they're not liberals because they work for these oligarchs. And this is the problem in America, that these media outlets are all owned by very rich people, corporate people, and that sort of thing. And this is why we always get scared to death that we're going to lose. I'm not trying to say that we have false hope or anything, because we need to get out and vote, and everybody needs to get out and vote. I hold a sign whenever I get a chance to down by the corner of my street that says, just say no to the lies.
There you
go. For Kamala.
There you go.
So, anyway.
Good on you, Tom. Good on you. Thanks a lot for the call. I share your sentiment. Optimism seems to be in short supply these days, but I'm still optimistic. Tom, thank you for the call. It's we're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side. Christian nationalism on the rise. I'll tell you about that.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the president of the Human Rights Campaign joins us at 10:33. J.R. Radcliffe in hour number two, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Carl Serecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.